good dudes, and welcome to a more phenomenal episode of the Greatest Taproom Podcast. I'm your Kryptonian co-host, Mike, and with me, as always, the Harley Quinn of indie podcast.
Nope, I'm done. Fuck you.
There you go. How do you like
Fuck
that?
You.
How do you like that?
No, we all know that's not true. That's disgusting. How dare you?
You wanted it.
I know, but that would have been a good one, though.
Would you rather be the Harley Quinn or the Chris Farley?
Chris Farley, 100%.
You look like Chris Farley?
I look like Chris Farley, yes, please.
Not Harley Quinn?
Right.
Okay.
And I took Gollum to prom or something like that.
That was last week's. Or
no, that was a while ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
We haven't burned each other since January, and I brought it back.
When did I call you Gollum? Has it been that long?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, it was. It's been about 6 weeks.
Oh, Gollum's prom date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just know Gollum was involved.
Well, I'll hit you where it hurts next time.
You did pretty well coming back with the Harley Quinn. Well,
then, spoiler alert, that's
How
what you're getting
you?
Next time. Don't.
Mr. J.
Stop it.
Take I this could away just from talk like this for the rest of the night.
Do something with this.
I'm surprised you haven't chucked it at my head.
Do something with this.
Oh, legitimately.
Yes, something. Get it away from me.
Okay. There it
All
is.
All right. Well, we have a guest. And he's awesome.
To suffer through that.
Yeah, poor guy. Please welcome from the KJ&A podcast, Kevin. Kevin,
it's me.
Tap room.
Hi. I was really hoping that you would make a thwip comment when you brought up the spider senses tingling, and I was trying to think of a good one while you were talking. Nothing came to me.
Yeah.
Some sort of thwip.
Well, maybe you should use your spidey sense to make something come.
Hey, somebody's got to.
Hey.
I gotta be
like, me, guys. I appreciate it.
I'll be like Thanos. Fine, I'll do it myself.
That's a lot of work.
And if nothing's happening, where's the trigger?
There's not enough. I can't. Come on.
Where's the trigger? Go! Little C. Nolan Batman for you there.
So I take it you don't like the Harley Quinn impersonations?
I just hate Harley Quinn in general, as a whole. As an existence in this world. It bothers me.
And I don't even care. Like, we have a couple friends of ours who are super Harley Quinn fans, like hardcore, but they always come back with, well, she was super awesome in the comics, and she was, you know, they just made her out to be this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I hate her regardless.
You know what's cool about Harley Quinn in the comics, though? You can't hear her talk. and you can just flip the page until she's gone.
That's true.
And she didn't even appear in the comics till after the animated series.
Yeah, right. Well, that's where she debuted on the animated series.
Best I think that's pretty cool regardless, but I don't know. I could take her or leave her, really, because it's like, oh, sweet. You want to see what a delightful abusive relationship looks like? Yeah. Ta-da!
Exactly.
And then you have those chicks they're so into Harley Quinn that they want to find their Joker, because that's like, yeah.
The love.
Yeah, relationship goals, really? That's a step up?
Here, dumbass, read this. You don't read all shoves, thousands of comics. Read these.
But they probably wouldn't be able to grasp the concept.
Yeah.
They'd just read through it and be like, oh, Harley Quinn, Joker. Oh.
Yeah. Sees them kiss once. I want that.
Mm. Now, here's another book. It's not a comic, but it says, this is what a healthy relationship is. You should try this.
Yeah.
Please.
Hey. Right.
I was thinking about the Harley Quinn that I ran into the bathroom at that one con that one time.
Oh, at Galaxy Con.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm not. Let's just continue on.
Yeah.
Well, you can't bring it up and not tell me what happened.
Farley. It was Farley Quinn.
Farley Quinn.
Farley Quinn.
Like, I'm not thin by any means. There's a time and a place to wear certain clothing. And a con is definitely not the time or the place to wear what she was wearing.
There's children there, for fuck's
sake. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just yes. Picture like a Victoria's Secret runway type deal, but
it was the
extra large version.
And it was the Injustice Gods Among Us Harley Quinn with the mini skirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was good for her for being comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, ups to her, but
yeah. Try and look on the positive side. Just burn it out of your eyes.
At least I didn't have to wear it tonight.
You should totally go as Harley Quinn.
No.
I'll go as Joker.
You could be.
Now I want to hear you do try and do the voice.
Who, me?
Do Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Oh, I'm raspy. I can't.
Mr. J.
See, I can't.
You got it. Mr. J. He's Sheila.
I feel like you need to have a cigar in your mouth when you're doing
Marge Simpson is Harley Quinn.
Oh, Holly. You're the sharpest tool in my toolbox.
Oh, you.
Stop it. I hate it.
I have two catchphrases that can make him go ooh and the kid go shut up. And that's, oh, you, Mr. J, or ooh, ooh.
Oh, my God. My 13-year-old does that.
Ugh.
As though it's just a regular... It's just something you say just to do it. Hey, Dad, will you? Get out!
You're not eating dinner tonight.
No dinner for you. You talk about cake one more time.
Get back in the basement.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. That was a good intro.
It was.
Rants. It's what I'm good at.
Oh,
this isn't my expertise of ranting. This episode is more of your expertise.
This episode is your idea.
I was trying to come into common ground so that we can have something to talk
about. Oh, yeah. As soon as I read their Twitter, but I'm like, DC, Marvel. Okay. These guys rule.
Well, what's when you brought up the cosplay, I know it's completely in another direction, but what's your favorite cosplay you've seen at a con?
Oh, 100% that Batman. That one Batman who was literally head to toe, like gear belt, had everything that he could pull out.
Oh, yeah. It was at Scarefest.
No.
Yeah.
No. It was...
Or Lexington Comic Con last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dude's... It looked like he borrowed Christian Bale's costume from the set and wore it. It was so accurate.
Wow.
And it wasn't plastic. It wasn't rubber. Like it must have been like hard plastic or something, because it was legit.
Like almost like a paintball armor.
Like, you know, that dude was sweating like crazy underneath.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was lightweight and comfortable on him.
Oh.
But he was a fit guy. He looked like he was in shape.
He loved it.
To wear that.
He loved walking around, taking a picture with kids too. Oh, but dude, he'd pull out like the Batarang and like flip it. And then he had like another part of his tool belt where he pulled something out and it like zip lined. And
oh yeah. His grappling gun actually shot like grapple.
Nerf gun grapples. It was super cool.
It was sick.
That is awesome. That's super really cool.
This dude is basically like as close as you're going to get to being Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So you have time for this. I see. I'm putting all this together.
So where do you work? And are you hired?
You work in IT, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right.
Wayne Enterprises. That's where I work.
Geek Squad.
The Walmart version.
Yeah. He works at Geek Squad in Gotham.
Yeah.
It made me think, have y'all seen that video of the guys who did the characters from Twister?
Yeah,
it was like a group of like 12 people in a cosplay, and it was these two guys who acted exactly like the main two characters, Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, and the dude sounded exactly like Bill Paxton, but then he had these people dressed up as cows, dressed up as houses, like, and they just started in trees, and they just ran in circles around them.
Awesome.
And yeah, he did all the lines from it, and then they'd spill like the container that had like the little balls in it that were actually like shots.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I'll have to see if I can find it.
If I can find it on TikTok, I'll show it to you. Please, it's pretty badass.
That's awesome.
It's just so funny. And the way that dude talked, and it was exactly like Bill Paxton. You can't get her back. I'll never come back.
Oh, that one dude who was dressed up as the Flash and then Reverse Flash or Eobard, the two Flashes.
Yeah. Barry and Eobard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those were pretty cool suits too.
Yes. Yeah, they were awesome.
I haven't been to as many cons as I'd like, but
right.
We're going to one in about a month. We'll be at one in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. We're doing a live podcast. So if you're in the Indianapolis area, come see us.
April 27th. Hold on. We're on that Saturday. So the 26th.
That's a Friday.
No.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. That's what I said. Yeah, the 27th.
Oh, it is the 26th.
Because I requested off from work on the 26th.
Okay. So 27th.
So anyone listening, if you're in the Indianapolis area on the 26th through the 28th, come see us. We're doing a live show on stage at Indie Pop.
On stage?
Yep. It'll be our second one.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did the first one go?
It was great until... there was a mishap, and everyone that was involved, all of the recordings,
half or the last half of Saturday and all of Sunday, the recordings got stolen.
Yep. Somebody,
It was in a USB drive.
Yeah. Somebody stole
it. And somebody took it, something happened to it. So
very unfortunate.
People.
Yeah. But we do have a couple of videos of it.
Yeah. On our YouTube channel.
We're not really, I mean, I wasn't really happy with it because we kind of rushed through it.
Yeah. My mom showed up and we ended up doing a Q&A, and she embarrassed me in front of the entire convention about, you know what? Fuck it.
So, you know what? It can only go up from here.
I mean, they can go back to YouTube and watch it because we got some of it.
Some of it, yeah. But I used to think I was, when I was in kindergarten, I used to think I was Superman. So I'd run out into traffic and try to stop cars. Instead of calling my grandparents grandma and grandpa, I called them Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen.
And you used to run around with a red towel around your neck.
Yeah. I dressed as Clark Kent on my very first day of kindergarten.
And you even told your teacher.
Yep. When my teacher asked me my name, I told her my name was Clark Kent. So, yeah.
I wasn't so cool.
I was definitely it was really hard for me to make friends.
For such a small kid, you have these huge cojones. You can sense it.
Right there. He runs into traffic and he's only 3 or 4.
But that's quality content.
That's my embarrassing story for the episode. So Tab.
Yes.
What's the game plan? Tell everyone.
Game plan is we're going to list our top 5 favorite superheroes, villains, super heroines, anti-heroes, all of the above.
Okay.
Or just shoot the shit of what our favorites are.
Let's go.
I just figured we'd talk about comic book superhero villain things.
It's very super.
Like that's bonding.
Yes. Yes. We're testing the waters.
Yeah.
To see how cool you are.
Well, man, I don't like to toot my own horn, but
poke, poke.
I'm pretty cool.
According to whom? I need to see a resume with some references.
I'm looking in the mirror, so there's at least one.
Yes, I love that.
Check his link.
I love that. The one person following him. He's himself. I don't know how to do that, but
follow yourself.
I'm making multiple accounts.
And there you go. That's the trick. Then it's like you, but in the multiverse.
Mm. All right, who fucked up the timeline? God damn it, Barry.
Damn it, Barry.
Oh no, there's someone else faster than him now. Oh. This is terrible.
Damn it, Wally.
Oh no, now someone's faster than him. Oh. Come up with another villain.
So I'll go first. The first one that came to mind for me on my top 5 favorite superheroes is Hawkeye.
Hawkeye is your number five?
It's my number five.
Okay. How come?
I mean, I had to throw a Marvel character in there somewhere instead of being DC heavy because you actually got me into DC.
Yeah.
A lot.
You're welcome.
And DC, God bless
That's
America.
That's why it's the capital.
It's
even though all the villains live there.
Oh, you see what I like there? It. I like it.
Nice.
I had to say it, and Whiskey yeah. Hill, those are for you guys. I almost showed my Kentucky there for a second. Like I said, I had to throw in a Marvel.
Yeah.
And he really doesn't have like super powers, so he's more like.
One thing that's cool about him.
He can turn anything to a weapon.
He's deaf.
And that, oh yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Yes. And really and the only person that ever really acknowledges it is Deadpool.
Yeah, it's like the newer ones. He was blind too, I think, in the, was it the Hulk? When Hulk took over?
Planet.
Bruce Banner took over?
Planet Hulk?
Yeah, I don't think it was Planet Hulk. What was the other? It was where like he was, I'm thinking Old Man Logan.
Oh yeah,
Old Man Logan. He was blind, and Hulk went nuts and was having Hulk babies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah, he was like blind then too, but of course still badass because it's Hulk guy.
Could you imagine if the movie Logan was like very close to the comic Old Man Logan? Like everyone that was in the book was in the movie. I think that'd be pretty rad.
I'd kind of like to see how they would animate when he gets eaten.
Oh!
I haven't seen the new one, so maybe they did it. Maybe. But maybe. I don't know. I don't need any spoilers. But I mean, you can say what, I don't care. But
so I don't know. Who's your number five hero?
My number five? Well, see, I had the opposite problem. I had to pick it. I had to at least put one DC in there.
That's how most
of mine are Marvels. But I like the Flash because I like your class. It's like with video games, it's hard for me to play a bad guy.
Yeah,
I'll play a game, be like, I'm going to be evil this whole time, but for some reason it's really difficult for me. And the way they describe Flash in like the comics I've read and in the DC animated shorts and stuff, like, he's just the genuine, really, really good guy. Like, always sacrificing and, like, the original runner. He's always sacrificing and being just a genuine, good human being. And I like that even though he's not invincible, he's got those superpowers and he does whatever he can to, you know, be the good guy.
Yeah. Are you more of a animated like the DC animated universe Flash or more of the live action? And if you say live action, are you more Ezra or Grant Gustin?
Well, I think it's hard for me to like Ezra at all.
Well, separate the art from the artist.
Yeah. 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 It's difficult, but I do like the Barry Allen from the series. At least the first couple seasons were okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of the Flash movie, but DC movies are kind of difficult for me anyways, because it's very rare I find a good one. Like Joker was really good, yeah. But it has nothing to do with the rest of it.
I like that was an Elseworld.
Yeah. I just thought it was so well done. Like I kept getting sucked back in. I was almost zoning out and then sucked right back into the storyline. They did a really good job with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
But I think the cartoon Flash is my favorite, the animated.
Did you see Zack Snyder's Justice League? Not Joss Whedon's, but Zack Snyder's.
No. I haven't seen either because it's just, I got so burnt out when I saw Batman versus Superman, like 20 minutes of it. And I was like, nope, Batman's killing people. I don't like it.
Well,
he's murdering them all.
Yeah, that's a complaint a lot of people have. But,
I'm sorry, I'm not hurting your feelings, am I?
No. Michael Keaton's Batman killed.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Christian Bale killed. Those all three of them did. Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, maybe they didn't make it so obvious as Ben Affleck did.
Yeah.
Where, you know, shooting missiles.
Well, he was more of the Frank Miller Batman, though, if you think about it. And that Batman was not above murdering people.
That's true. Maybe Thomas Wayne. The Thomas Wayne of Batman.
Yeah, Thomas. God, Thomas. Flashpoint Batman. Well, I highly recommend watching Zack Snyder's Justice League. It is.
Watch the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
Take the extra time to watch it. I watched both, and you get so much more out of the Snyder Cut.
It's two completely different movies. A lot of people are like, it's the same thing. Well, it's not, because one is double the time and there's so much more, and it's everything Zach wanted it to be.
It's very well done.
And it's
I'll give it its due course then, for sure.
Yeah, I highly recommend, even if you're not a big DC movie guy, I highly recommend it. I recommend it to a lot of people. It's one of my favorite comic book movies of all time.
I just watched The Suicide Squad.
Oh, the James Gunn one?
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
I enjoyed it. I liked it better than the other.
It felt like they were trying so hard to shove Harley Quinn in there. It felt like she was so out of place, that whole movie. That was my only complaint.
Yeah,
it just felt like they tried to, like, jimmy her in. She's got to go in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, they wrote the entire script, and they're like, okay, where can we put her in here?
Yeah, that's exactly how it felt that whole time.
The play was the same fucking thing.
I didn't see it, and I don't want to.
It's dog shit.
I don't want to see it. My beef right now is how DC and Marvel, regardless of Gunn or Snyder or whoever the fuck is even touching any of the superheroes, is they're shitting on the women, the superheroines. Like, what the fuck? Like, no one has done a good one. Now,
it's poor casting, I think. In The Flash, Sasha Kelly loved her Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. On the show Supergirl, I watched every episode. Melissa Benoist was flawless.
Exactly.
In Marvel, Brie Larson's just a shitty actress. Right. She's just not good.
Right.
Captain Marvel could have been a lot better. They just didn't cast it well.
That was one of the few Marvel movies from the first episode I wasn't a huge fan of.
Yeah.
But explain to me, though.
Black Widow.
I was going to say.
Awesome. That movie was
okay. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Love.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
And I'll even throw in there, for shits and giggles, the first Wonder Woman.
Loved it.
It was great. I like
the first Wonder Woman.
I mean, they gave you enough history and backstory on her to where you understood.
Yeah.
But those after.
Oh, Wonder Woman 84.
Like, it was cool, but it wasn't what I wanted, and it just seems like they're shitting on. The superheroes, the women superheroines.
Not really. It's just, I don't think it's because it's women.
It's because it's just shitty cast.
They're not cast. I liked Kristen Wiig was great as Cheetah in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the casting in even in Wonder Woman 84, the casting was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the writing that was off.
Yeah.
It's the
I'm saying forever they need to take those DC take the DC movies and just, like, take a year. Don't put anything out for a while.
Right.
And plan what you're gonna do for like 10 years.
Right. DC's problem was they were trying to catch up to what Marvel was doing.
And they just pumped out stuff.
They went from Man of Steel to Batman versus Superman to Justice League. That was their first three.
Yeah.
What they should have done was the original plan. Let's do Superman. Let's do Batman. Let's throw in a Flash and a Green Lantern and a Wonder Woman.
Aquaman,
Cyborg, and now let's do Justice League. Let's give everybody their own, and then we'll do the team up.
Right.
Instead of, here's one shit. There's here's just Superman. Now we're going to add Batman and Wonder Woman.
Right.
Now let's throw everybody in.
Right.
That was the wrong move.
They should have started big and then give them their own storyline.
Right. Yeah, they're trying so hard to catch up. Trying so hard. Look, give me that. I want some of that Marvel money.
Mm-hmm.
My number five is also The Flash, by the way.
Aha!
But he would have been higher.
And this was a really hard thing for me to do.
Yeah. Mine are mostly heroines, heroes, or starts with a V and I can't think of the name.
Vigilantes.
Thank you. Sorry, that bourbon margarita earlier kicks my ass. Yeah, I had a bourbon margarita. I didn't know they existed.
Well, how was it?
It was absolutely fucking amazing.
I didn't know they existed either.
They don't put tequila in it because I made sure to ask, because if you mix bourbon and tequila at the same time, we've done that before.
But in a shot.
In a shot. We did half tequila, half bourbon. It is the worst thing you will ever. I would rather drink hot trash water than drink that again, ever again.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely terrible.
Oh, God, it's so bad. And I don't drink.
It was bloody dreadful.
I don't. So we on our show have talked about the alcohols that we do not like. It's our flashback, our non-flashback kind of alcohols. Mine is aftershock.
Yep.
Mine is vodka.
So even if you smell it, you're just like.
Yep. Yeah.
Group, we can all agree that Jägermeister is on that list.
Oof.
Yes. I can agree.
We're all teenagers.
Yeah. New Year's Eve, I was trying to play catch up with somebody who was drinking every night, like for a solid year or two. And then I was like, I've drank 3 times this year. Guess it's time for me to play catch up. And we were an hour in, and I was like 4 drinks and 6 shots in, and they were all Jaeger bombs. And oh.
Well, so we're all along the same age, but Jaeger was big when we were coming, like we were seniors in high school, coming out of high school into our actual like college party days.
Oh, 15, 20 years ago. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying though, is that's why Jaeger was the big thing.
Yeah. If your party, if you don't have Jaeger at your party, I'm not fucking coming. Now it's if you have Jaeger at your party, I'm not fucking coming. I'm going to stay home, lay on the couch and watch movies in my pajamas all night. Fuck that.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay. Like fuck you. But then you got to think too, before that, like 2000s, early 2000s was Four Loko was the big thing.
Yeah.
Before that was Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
Before that was Boone's Farm. Like there's certain alcohols that trigger people. That, yeah. I mean, it carried on, but you're around that age of 16 to about 22. That's the shit that you're gonna pound.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I was afraid to touch alcohol because I grew up with a very strong alcoholic, and I was afraid I would take a sip and be like, I'm addicted. Right. So I didn't even have my first drink till I was like 22, unless you count me chugging my dad's beer when I was like 2. But,
I did that.
Just old enough to do this and let me finish it off and then stumble around the house the rest of the day.
It's a bottle. I'm a baby. I drink from bottles all the time. My mom gives them to me. Give me that.
And then a few years later, I finished an entire bottle of vodka in an hour by myself. And I had a 2-day hangover.
Ooh.
And I was like, I cannot. That's my, I can't smell vodka. It was like pineapple flavored vodka too.
Oh.
And I just, can't do it.
Yep. All
right. Tab, who is your number 4?
Number 4?
Yes.
I would have to go just because of the Norse pagan is Thor.
Okay.
I mean, he's... Well, Chris Hemsworth, of course. Good looking.
I thought you said you didn't think Chris Hemsworth was good looking.
I mean, he is good looking, but he's not my first choice.
Well, obviously.
Henry Cavill.
I mean, he's got the nerd stuff too going on. So
God, that's what makes it so much hotter.
Who, Cavill?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big PC builder.
Oh yeah.
And Warhammer.
Yeah. But
speaking of the nerds right there.
Yeah, he's one of us.
He is.
One of us.
He looks that way.
He has trainers. He has personal trainers and he has time. We all could look like that if we had money, personal trainers, and the
actually,
time.
He does not have personal trainers.
He does it himself.
Yes.
Okay, but he has time.
Yeah.
I bet he has a setup at home with like a laptop or a PC on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
He can play World of Warcraft while he's working out. Son of a bitch.
Doubt it.
He's doing his leg lifts while he's playing World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Have you ever played Fortnite while you're doing squats?
That's right. He almost lost the role of being Superman because he ghosted Zack Snyder while he was playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah, Zack Snyder was calling him.
No, I'm in the middle of a fucking campaign. I'm not answering my phone. This is
big. I'm 3 hours into an 8-hour raid, sir. I can't pick up the phone right now.
Yeah. Sorry, Zack. Call you back. Bye. Can't right now. Can't talk. Busy. Campaign's going.
XO Cavill. Goodbye.
So who's your number four?
All right, my number four, I said I had to throw on a DC person, and I had the Flash, but you know what? I gotta give Superman a hand, because he's just the classic. He's what everyone else bases their heroes off of for the most part. It's like, he's super strong, he can fly, he's got laser eyes, he's invincible. Like, I'm not a super huge fan because I connect more with, I mean, the reason I got into comics is because I'm trying to not be myself. And I feel like that's too far of a stretch for me to imagine myself in his world, which is why I usually will go with the superheroes that have flaws, or when I'm making a D&D character, I want someone who will fuck up a lot and has fears and has things that make him vulnerable, because that's more fun.
Right?
Superman has all that.
Well, only if there's like kryptonite around.
No, not always.
Or Doomsday beats the crap out of him, right?
His biggest fear is not being able to save people.
Right.
And failing.
I have that fear of failing. It's called childhood trauma.
No, you can't save people.
Right? Yay!
Childhood trauma.
It's trauma.
So my number four is a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the man with no fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's Matt Murdock, the fucking Daredevil.
I knew you were going
to
say.
I love Daredevil. This was a very hard list for me to do. I have two honorable mentions, and they're actually groups. But yeah, Daredevil is my number four.
Daredevil's fun, though. He's a lot. They can do a lot with him.
That fucking. Did you watch the show ever?
Have
you
ever seen it? I finished the show. So good.
Fucking hallway scene in season two. Dude, it makes
sense. I brought that up like two episodes ago on my show. That's 6 minutes of him beating the shit out of people and then like having to rest on the wall.
With duct tape and chains.
Yes. That was so badass. Loved it.
That scene makes my dick arch. It's so good.
Oh, you too? You're tripodding as well? Okay.
Oh, that whole fucking thing, dude.
I was literally saying that exact same thing to them the other day.
And the scene with him and Punisher on the rooftop.
Punisher was good too.
John Bernthal is like, yeah, the best.
Some casting.
I hated him in The Walking Dead, but I did enjoy.
Dude, he is all like Shane Walsh on the Punisher. He's just the same guy, but more intense.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that whole show.
So
number three.
Oh, number three. My number three. Is, hold on, I gotta put it up. Of course, Diana Prince, Wonder Woman,
the Queen.
She, I mean, just in the comics, and of course, the first Wonder Woman movie, she set the tone. Like, she's the, what did they say? She was almost equivalent to Superman.
Would you like a fun fact?
Yes, please.
About Wonder Woman and Superman?
Yes.
There is a comic. I can't remember which one it is, but they had sex and it was so intense that it created the largest global earthquake in recorded history.
Oh, wow.
The entire planet of Earth was under an earthquake the whole time.
All the writers are in.
They weren't even on the, they weren't even on the ground. They were in the air. They were flying while doing it.
I'm just imagining a bunch of nerds in a room like, what if they had sex, right?
Imagine like it's happening and you're just like, you're sitting on your couch watching TV or playing video games. Like, what the fuck? There's no earthquakes here. What the hell is this?
And then you're looking up and you're like, oh. Go, Superman!
Like, hey, nice.
Nice.
Oh, God. Must be their anniversary. God damn it. It's fucking Valentine's Day. Shit.
Everyone in the world is.
Yeah. Your penthouse. that is your Wonder Woman fun fact.
That lasso of truth came in handy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's my number three.
It was Wonder Woman.
Yep.
She is a boss bitch. 100%.
Not the boss bitch, but one of.
She might be the.
Well, in my list, she's
okay.
Not my number one, but What's your number three?
My numero tres is Venom. Because I really, when I was growing up, I enjoyed that symbiote. I draw a lot. And when I was younger, it was mostly superheroes. And I always had some sort of something that would attach to you and make you super. And so Venom, of course, like he had his, he goes back and forth between being good and bad. I like the Agent Venom stuff. That was fun. And I think he's really cool. And they really pissed me off in that third Spider-Man movie when they just show like a hint of him the whole time. Cause I want to see that full front thing. In the Venom movie itself, both of them were kind of trash.
You talking about the Topher Grace Venom?
Yes, Topher Grace Venom was made me mad.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'll even say that was garbage.
Skinny Venom.
Yeah, skinny Venom.
You know what's cool about that though, is on that 70s show, Eric Foreman was like his favorite superhero was Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't get to play.
But yeah, but the fact that he got to play. Be in Spider-Man, play Venom. Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still happy about it.
Yeah.
And everyone hates him, but you know what? Money.
Yeah.
Right.
He did suck. That whole movie sucks though.
It was terrible. I didn't like the Venom movies either. The two solo movies. No?
See, I liked the second one mainly. The Carnage.
I thought the animation was really good.
Yeah.
I thought that was really well done, and I got to see lots of Venom, and I thought the fight scenes were pretty fun, but I just didn't like the personality they gave Venom. I wasn't a huge fan of how, I don't know.
He almost seemed like a dirty New Yorker.
Yeah.
With no filter.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Kind of a dumbed down Space. You know who the first choice for Carnage was? And I think this would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, the first choice for Carnage was Jim Carrey.
Well, the way he is now, that could have worked.
Exactly.
Right? He's in that depressive, like, dark mode. Yeah, right?
He's got crazy eyes for real.
I could see it.
Okay.
I could see it.
I could really see it. Yeah, I mean, but he's not. He's
I like
a good,
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson, I think, was a good idea for him because I think he's got the. He's a better, I think he's a better serial killer than he is a Carnage. But I think Jim Carrey would be a good Carnage, maybe not as good at the serial killer thing. Because, I mean, Jim Carrey, I'm pretty sure he can be creepy really easy, but I don't know if I want to see that.
I would like to. I think he has the...
Well, remember the movie number 23 that he was in?
Yeah, but he wasn't a serial killer.
No, but he was dark
and
menacing.
But he has the animation. He has the vocal up and down capabilities.
He can throw his voice.
Well, not just throw his voice, but his voice can project what he's feeling. Like he can project in his voice if he's happy, if he's sad, if he's angry, if he's anxious. Like he can throw that. Woody Harrelson just seems like monotone.
Yeah.
And
I think that's part of what makes him creepy is that monotone and that deadpan face.
Well, and that he's monotone, but overall Woody Harrelson is far from it.
Yeah.
I think I'm a huge Woody Harrelson fan. He's my favorite hacky sacker. Did you know that him
Carrey
and
could do it though?
Do what?
I think Jim Carrey could definitely do it though. He's got that intensity.
Yeah.
He's got that serious intensity that he could throw around super easy. There's a lot of roles I'd love to see him try.
Oh,
I think it's because he was doing Sonic the Hedgehog is why he didn't
do it. Probably
it was a scheduling. Probably, I think. Don't hold
that's
me to
a,
it.
That's a lot of the. They have this choice, but they can't do it because they're doing another movie.
He was already committed to this.
Right.
It's like with Paul Rudd. He was already committed to doing Ghostbusters, but he was supposed to return as Tommy Halloween,
in 2018.
Halloween Kills? Kills.
Or,
the second one.
Kills. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. They were going to try and get him to reprise his role as Tommy from Halloween 6.
Yep.
So.
That would be really cool.
Paul Rudd. Murder. He was awesome for Ant-Man. He was
perfect.
He was great.
Yeah. Have you seen the Stephen Colbert, the sexiest man alive skit with him?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
TikTok. I'm sure I saw it.
Oh my God. It's on YouTube, but it's one of the funniest shit. Just
my favorite Paul Rudd thing is when he goes on Conan and he does the Mac and Me. It's like, I brought my trailer for my movie. It's always fucking Mac and Me clip with the kid falling down the cliff in the wheelchair every fucking time.
He's
watched Conan in so long.
He's a god among men.
Who, Paul Rudd?
Yes.
Oh, he rules.
Yes, he does.
Paul Rudd, he's the man.
What's your number three?
My number three is fucking Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Which Spider-Man? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Yeah. I love
the different aspects of them.
From Toby, Andrew, and Tom. I think all three of them are amazing. Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing Spider-Man.
I get it.
I think they're amazing. I think they're spectacular.
Sensational.
They're sensational. They are all, yeah.
Yeah, he's on my list too.
Spider-Man. I've always loved Spider-Man. Always loved Spider-Man. He's my favorite. When it comes to Marvel, Spider-Man is at the top of the list for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Marvel. I mean, I like Marvel, again, because most of their people I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
They all have their super, like, I mean, like you said, Superman has his flaws, but his flaws are more something super has to hit him. Like, Peter Parker is like, I lost my fucking job. So.
Yeah, I got fired again.
Yeah. More human.
Camera broke.
Yeah.
They're more human. Relatable. They don't have, I mean, they have superpowers, but they don't have like superpowers kind
except
of
for,
thing.
Except for.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or the Hulk.
Yeah.
Or any of the X-Men.
Well, the Hulk doesn't have like. Okay. When he's Bruce Banner.
Actually, he does. Because if you go back and watch The Avengers, he says, I put a gun in my mouth, and when I pulled the trigger, the other guy, Hulk, spit
the bull out. Yeah.
And Age of Ultron, Black Widow threw him off a cliff.
Yeah, that's
true. And he jumped right back up.
Yeah.
And then they had to send him to space.
And he what?
They sent him to space. Just get him the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he went on a boys' trip with Thor.
That's right.
Until Thanos beat the shit out of him and handed him his ass and sent him
back
to Doctor Strange's house. Yeah.
Good for Hulk getting laid, though. Good for him.
Yeah.
He got busy.
You know who's a sexy couple? Mark Ruffalo and Scarlett Johansson. What the?
No.
Huh?
What, no, well, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because she could get anyone she wanted. And she's like, you know who I pick? The one I can't have.
Yeah.
That's the one.
You've got Steve Rogers. You've got, well, she hates Tony Stark, famously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Cap's there.
Yeah, I mean, her and Cap's a good looking guy.
Chris Evans is a handsome man.
I mean, that's America's ass.
Yeah, thank you. And Paul Rudd said it. I don't know what to say.
That is America's ass.
As far as I'm concerned.
So, my number two.
Let's crack the top two.
Dinah Lance, the Black Canary.
Mm, nice.
Why Black Canary?
She is a strong, independent woman who don't need nobody. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Independent woman.
Yeah, right? Don't tell Oliver Queen that.
Yeah, no, but.
Face off.
She.
God, she's a leader.
Damn it. Yes, she is a leader. She knows what needs to get done. She can get it done. She can distribute like, hey, you need to go and do this. You need to do this. I will do this. And we're going to make it happen. Like, she's a raw, raw kind of person.
Well, and she's part of the reason that the Teen Titans is as skilled as they are.
Right. I mean, I think she's fantastic.
Oh, she kicks ass.
She's a fucking badass. I really need to do cosplay for her.
She's a boss bitch.
Maybe I'll do a cosplay for her at PopCon when we go in Indy.
Yes, please.
Well, I have to figure out which outfit.
You have not failed.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. I don't want to end up like that Harley Quinn, though.
You promise you won't. Well, you know why? Because you're not fucking Harley Quinn. That's why.
No, I have the blonde hair. All I need is a stick and a black.
You have the leather jacket too.
Ooh, I have a black canary leather jacket.
It's true.
All right, I'm gonna see pictures then when y'all go to the con. And
okay. Okay. Well, cosplays. Normally, okay. So previous cons, I've done Killer Frost. I used to be
CW Killer Frost.
CW Killer Frost. I used to do special effects makeup. I still kind of dabble a little bit now, but I did a full Killer Frost outfit, wig, the whole shebang, contacts. But I think I might do a Black Canary one.
And I cosplayed as Chris Pratt or Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
I wore my Mouse Rat shirt, my red and black flannel.
Yeah.
I was Andy Dwyer from Park. Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
I smell bacon on you.
So we had Killer Frost, we had Andy Dwyer, and then Gunner was the Red Ranger.
Jason Lee Scott.
Yep.
See, I had in my family at one point, I had two girls and three boys. And I said, all I want to do is be the Power Rangers, please. Please, can we be the Power Rangers? And she said no. But
who's your favorite Power Ranger?
My favorite Power Ranger?
Yeah.
The Green Ranger.
Oh, dude, you fucking Tommy Oliver. Rest in power, King. Pour one up for Tommy.
Yeah, nice. That's for you, buddy. He had the dragons. I mean, and he had a knife.
I almost met him.
Almost.
Almost. I got nervous and scared, so I left the line. This is my hero. I cannot meet this guy. I'm going to make a dumbass out of myself. I have to leave.
There's only a few people that I would go get that starstruck about, and it's like Jim Carrey,
yes,
Mel Brooks, or if Robin Williams, rest in power, my friend.
If you're gonna meet Mel Brooks, you better hurry up and get on that shit.
I know it's very sick. Or Jack Black. Jack Black, I saw him in concert.
Oh, for real.
They're going, yeah.
Jack Black in concert?
Tenacious D.
Yeah, when they did the Pick of Destiny tour. Yeah, him and Kyle Gass, it was so fun. So fun. I wore a shirt that said, I wrote on it, and it said, tribute to the greatest t-shirt in the world.
Nice.
From the movie.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
But he's doing another tour.
Yeah.
He was here in Louisville last year in September for Louder Than Life, and he was like hanging out around town, and I'm like, AJ, why didn't you fucking call me?
Well, remember,
I love Jack Black. I love Tenacious D. I can sing every song from the beginning.
Me too.
Destiny.
Yes.
HBO show. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah. I when Jay and I do karaoke, every Tenacious D song is on there and I don't have to look at the board. They know that I will be do what?
I do Wonder Boy.
Oh, see, the one I'm mostly good with is Kickapoo. Because I like doing the Meatloaf and the Dio voice.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Tenacious D's machine.
Okay. All right. We're friends now. You're cool. You're cool in my book. You are cool in my book.
All right, Kev, who's your number two?
All right, my number two, you're going to know what my number one is. My number two is Deadpool.
Okay.
And because I fell in love with him when I started reading his separate comics a long time ago before he had his own comic.
Yeah.
And he had a few because what got me into comic books was Spider-Man. But then I liked him because he was funny. And then I saw Deadpool and I was like, he's even funnier. And he breaks that fourth wall. And so I started getting into him. I have his first initial 12 run from when he first came out with the comic. But now he's at the point where like, I'm kind of sick of him. It's kind of like how zombies went after Walking Dead came out.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone loved him at first for a while. And now they're all sick of him. And that's how I feel like everyone is about Deadpool. At least that's how I am. Like, I loved him, but now it's like, okay, we get it.
But how pumped are you for Deadpool 3?
I'm going to watch me some Deadpool 3.
Oh my God, dude. Are you kidding me?
I think
Deadpool, Hugh Jackman returns. The return. Yes.
Thank you.
Returned.
See, I think that they have marketed, I don't know if that's a word, but okay, marketed it correctly.
Not marketed it. Just the one did.
I'm from fucking Kentucky. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, that says a lot about you.
Jesus. they have marketed it correctly to where they left enough years in between and space in between just to edge you enough to make you want to see it. All of the Deadpools.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you know how they marketed it? Hey, Ryan Reynolds is playing Deadpool.
No. But
everyone wanted that.
Yes.
Right.
So bad.
But they want to see what they are going to do next. What he is going to do. What are they going to allow him to do?
Are you talking about like in this in Deadpool Wolverine?
Well, no. Between 1, 2, and 3.
Oh yeah, no.
Is what I'm saying is they've left enough space in between each movie to make people want more. They left you on not a big cliffhanger, but a good cliffhanger to I'm gonna see the next one.
The biggest thing for me is seeing who from the MCU is going to be in this. I do know that this is confirmed, so it's not spoilers. It's if you have internet access, you know. Jennifer Garner is returning as Elektra.
What?
Apparently, Ben Affleck is returning as Daredevil. That's a rumor.
Is it multiverse?
We're getting if it was a Sony property, if it was a Sony or Fox, because Disney is now the owners of those. This is apparently how Deadpool is, or this is Deadpool is like, okay, you guys from here, you guys from here, we work for Disney now. Let's go. So that's how we're getting. That's part of why Hugh Jackman is back as Wolverine.
Right.
We're getting all those. Oh my God. I saw that commercial. Hey Hugh, you want to be Wolverine one more time? Yeah.
Sure. Again.
Like what? What?
Everywhere. Just
that one commercial, that one 60-second thing was enough to hook me, hook, line, and sinker, baby. I don't care yes. And he's got his blue and yellow. Mm-hmm. The blue and yellow.
Yeah.
If he puts on that mask, mm-hmm. if Jackman puts on
I bet he does.
I am
okay, right here
all over the theater.
Right here, right now.
In the front.
Yes. No, middle. Middle with the rim.
You got to get those legs up there for the ease. Yeah.
Wear a splash guard like you're about to watch a Gallagher stand up.
Taking a poncho.
White t-shirt. Guar concert.
Yeah.
$10.
The only person who's broken the fourth wall harder is She-Hulk.
We're all sticky. Oh, fuck that.
Wait, here it comes. Cover
up. All right. Right here, right now, on this podcast, right now. $10.
If.
Well, not $10. I will buy you a drink at the movie theater.
I'm gonna pregame before we go.
No. This is a friendly bet that Hugh Jackman
gonna buy me a drink with my own money.
No, it's my money.
And mine.
Our money. If he puts on the Wolverine mask.
Yes.
The legit.
Yes. The yellow and black.
And the, yep. The yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I will buy you.
I will punch a 10-year-old.
You're gonna punch our child?
No, he's an
it's excitement. Sometimes it just happens.
It's a reflex. Oh, Dad's been drinking again.
Just I saw you look at me like, and I was married long enough to know I'm not gonna get in the middle of it.
I do not get drunk and beat our child.
No.
Let me just put that out there.
No.
But
up, up, but up, up.
No children were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Yeah. Superman.
But no,
I will buy you a drink at the movie theater if he puts on the Wolverine mask.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I think I'm agreeing.
I feel like we're going to see it, though. I'm confident.
If you let me give it a hell yeah.
What?
Even if they do it in the background.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's doing right now in the background. Uh-oh, no
don't
buttons.
Push buttons.
Any hoodles.
I think, I agree. I'm pretty sure they're going to do it.
I'll be excited.
Do you have honorable mentions?
Nope.
Do you have honorable mentions?
Well, yeah. I mean, technically, I do.
Okay.
Superman.
No, I don't. Huh? I don't really have real mentions. I made my five, and those are my main ones.
I do, but they're not individuals; they're groups. Mm. And it really is soul crushing that they're not on the actual list. That's why I want to do an audible mention just to like say them. And it's the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's fair.
Do it. Yeah.
I
should have been more
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I should have been more specific where it should have been like more comic book, because as I was scrolling,
IDW did Ninja Turtles.
Okay, well, hold on. So I was scrolling through and trying to research, and I did not know that a villain that is like in the top 100 was the fucking governor from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He was a dirty bitch.
Jesus.
Are you just doing like top 100
No.
Venerals.
Please.
That sounds like
angry.
Sounds like an STD.
I got the venerals. My dick's itching. Or vagina. I guess it could go either way. It's VD.
My business.
Yeah.
My business.
Make sure you take all your vitamins and venerals. It'd be healthy too. It's when you combine the vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, the
your powers combined.
Yeah.
You have expensive poop.
Shit, gold.
The vitamin-y Benjamin. No, but no, I literally was researching and I was like, superheroes, villains, vigilantes, like trying to get some ideas. And literally in the top 100, the governor is in like, I think the 60s.
Well, that qualifies if you count Rick Grimes as a
hero.
Vigilante. He's a vigilante.
Vigilante. I didn't see him though.
Rick Grimes said, if you can survive.
Oh, yeah.
You're a goddamn superhero.
Yeah. All right, what's your honorable mentions?
The Ninja Turtles and the Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Not Zeo or Dino Thunder or Jungle Fury or Turbo.
The OG.
Force or In Space. Mighty Morphin. Like, it's Morphin time.
You said you know Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I saw a picture the other day that threw me off, and it said, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? But there were five turtles.
Yes, there is a new one.
He's got like claws and he's yellow.
I thought it was a girl.
It's a girl. Yeah. Well, actually, if you go back, remember the Fox Kids show?
Yeah.
There was Venus. She was 10.
Yeah, Venus was in it, but it was a drawing, but it was just a yellow dude and he had claws.
Yeah. No, that's a thing now. Yeah.
Is
apparently,
it?
It is, but it isn't. He's kind of an off and on.
Okay.
Turtle. Like, I do want to read the comments. Sometimes he's not. I forget his name.
I've seen some stuff from the new comics that makes me really want to watch it, like the fact that like two of the turtles are dead.
They're all of them except for Michelangelo, because Michelangelo is you know, the Last Ronin.
Yeah, Last Ronin.
That's Michelangelo.
Yeah, I heard that he was the last one, but like reading the comics, and I saw the few panels where spoiler alert, Donatello got killed by Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yes,
and I was like, what? What? They're actually dying? Like, what is happening? I need to read this.
Yeah, they fucking murdered his ass.
Yeah,
obviously.
I get excited when there's the chance that the people I love are going to die.
Yeah.
I like The Walking Dead initially.
Right. Like, you get excited, but then when it happens, you're like, oh, man.
Man, come on.
This is bullshit. I loved him. Why is he dead? Dude, as Walking Dead fans, that's like a thing for us.
Okay. Coming from the standpoint of Walking Dead, Supernatural, and Game of Thrones, you do not have a favorite character that you get attached to.
But on Supernatural, they die, but then the next episode, they're back. Because God, Jesus, and angels brought them back.
Well, then Game of Thrones and Walking Dead.
There you go. That makes more sense.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I remember reading the Game of Thrones book. And I was like 100 pages in, and the main character they've been talking about dies. And like
Ned Stark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. And then it's, Sean Bean, sure. And this makes sense now.
It's Sean Bean. It's what he does.
Yay! He said Sean Bean. Okay. We've just now become best friends. Tenacious D, Sean Bean. All right.
Everybody says Sean Bean.
Not everybody.
Sean Bond.
No.
Sean Bond.
No.
Sean Bean.
No. Just stop. Bean. Just stop.
Shame.
Just stop.
Shame. Shame. Slap. Slappy Swamp Swanson.
Sean Bond. Oh,
Samsonite.
I was way off.
I was way off.
All right.
Number one.
Number one. Go.
You should already know this, because he has not failed this city.
Who's that?
Motherfucking Green Arrow.
I thought you said Hawkeye.
I did not say Green Arrow. How dare you?
The Green Arrow.
How dare you compare him to Hawkeye? It might just be because it's Stephen Amell, but...
Same person.
Well,
it is. Well, Hawkeye was based off of Green Arrow.
Right.
Green Arrow.
Exactly. Out. Hawkeye wishes he was Green Arrow.
He actually does. Did you know that Hawkeye is actually the only comic book character to have been a member of both the Avengers and the Justice League?
Wait, wait, right. wait, 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 wait.
Hawkeye
has been in
the Justice League.
Skrrr! Pump the brakes.
Did you know?
I did not know.
Well, now you do.
Me.
Yeah. Hawkeye was in...
Blimey.
Hawkeye was in the Justice League.
When? What? Huh?
Yeah, how?
There
Explain.
Was,
record scratch.
In the last, one of the DC Marvel crossovers.
Oh, he said, fuck you guys.
Yep.
I'm going to go over here.
I'll have to. It's been a long time since I've read that.
It's called Google. And when we're done here, I'm going to go to Google.
Yeah. But Hawkeye was in the Justice League briefly.
Oh, he made an appearance.
Yeah. But also, here's another fun fact going back to The Flash. Did you know that after Crisis on Infinite Earths, when The Flash left, he somehow ended up in the Marvel Universe? And it was not a crossover. He was, oh my God, what was his name? It's going to kill me.
He went down the wrong sewer hole.
Yeah.
Oh no. In the Mushroom Kingdom. The crossover everyone asked for, but no one wanted.
His name was Buried Alien. He had his yellow boots. He had shards of his red suit. He had long blonde hair because he'd been running for so long.
Right.
He had actually ended up and aged a little bit and ended up in Marvel.
It was 84 years ago.
During the epic event of comic Crisis on Infinite Earths, the Flash made a sacrifice few heroes were capable of. After being kidnapped by the Anti-Monitor, the Scarlet Speedster escaped just in time to stop the villain from launching an antimatter cannon at the Earths that remained from the multiversal extermination. Barry ran around the machine so fast that he disappeared into the Speed Force for years and wouldn't return until decades later. In a nod to the Flash, a superhero appeared in the pages of Marvel's Quasar after the event's publication. A speedster who wore red and yellow. See?
Red and yellow.
Who couldn't remember his own name other than it sounded like Buried Alien. That was Barry Allen.
Don't take any more of that Speed Force, man. It'll fuck you up.
Yep.
Fuck you up.
We have watched every episode of The Flash up until like the...
No, I watched them all. I finished it.
Did you finish it?
I finished it.
You finished it without me?
I couldn't.
You rude.
The final season, it's on par with like the seasons 2 and 3. It's on.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%.
I hate you.
But that means I have to get through the three seasons to get there. That's the problem. Like 1 and 2 were fine.
They closed it.
Same with Green Arrow. 1 and 2 seasons were fine. And then it just.
See, Arrow still is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah.
I love Arrow.
I tried. I got the first couple seasons were really good for me, but then something was off towards it. And I don't know. I'm really bad about that. I guess I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I can't.
Like they were reaching.
My only issue with it is they were trying to, it seemed like they were trying more to, I want to make a Batman show, but we don't have the rights to Batman, so let's get the next best thing.
And then when they realized they were fucking up, they tried to make him funny.
Hence season two, where the main villain was Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying too hard. I felt like, I mean, I like the characters that will make me laugh at the same time that they're fighting crime.
And he teamed up with the Huntress, which is a member of the Bat family.
I wonder how that Batgirl movie would have been.
I want it so bad. Like, let's make a movie. Cool. All right. Well, the movie's done. We're not releasing it. Fuck it. Scrap it. It's done. Like, what the hell? Michael Keaton is in it, for fuck's sake. You're going to disrespect his good name like that? Fuck.
I think I mentioned somewhere, I was like, can you imagine if you spent all that time and effort as like an actress or an actor making a movie and then waiting for it to be edited and be like, man, I can't wait till this comes out. And then they're just like, nah, we're not taking it out.
Yeah.
So can I still use it in my portfolio? Please?
That movie, from what the pictures I saw, it looked like it was going to be a fucking awesome. Awesome.
Maybe. I was actually going to watch that movie. I wanted to see what they were going to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what is your number one?
Yeah.
My number one is he's amazing and sensational.
And
he's spectacular.
Yeah.
It's Spider-Man. Because he's the one that I initially got into comics with. I connect with him because, you know, I think I was in high school when I started reading comic books. And I was like, I could be bitten by a radioactive spider at any time.
Yeah.
So I could be thwipping bad guys all day long.
Thwip.
But Spider-Man, he had the humor. He had like the clever quips. And that's usually, if you add humor into something, I'm going to like it a whole lot more, which is why I got transitioned into Deadpool initially.
Okay.
But Spider-Man, he's just a classic. I mean, I kind of wish they wouldn't. I enjoyed the Spider-Verse movies, but sometimes you just take shit too far. In my opinion, it's like, do we need 100,000 different types of Spider-Man? Do we need it?
It is cool that in the second Spider-Verse movie that the PS2 Spider-Man is in that.
Yeah.
It made him canon. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I like it. Those are all those nods to the fans, and I like showing the when they show clips from like the movies and stuff inside that one. That makes me happy too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I didn't enjoy the Spider-Verse movies.
I would love a live action. I would love to see. I don't know who though. If we're doing a movie with Miles, who would you rather see him with, Tom, Andrew, or Toby?
Miles Morales.
Who would you rather see him with?
I think with as young as he is, I think he would have a better. I'm going to go with my first choice. I think he would have a better interaction with Tom.
You think so?
I think he would, because they would connect on a certain level.
Yeah.
And they would be like bros. But if it was I look up to you as the Spider-Man, it would be Toby.
Okay.
As like a, not like a big brother type. See,
I agree with what you're saying there, but if we're going the older route, like expanding on the age gap, but for me, I would say Andrew for that. I would like to see him and Tom interact, but I think if we're going more of the Spider-Man training the next guy, I think Toby's too old.
Yeah, I think Toby's too old, even though he did a better Peter Parker than Andrew.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
But it's the big brother. It's the mentor.
Yeah.
The way that I feel with it. But it depends on what other Spider-Man would be.
Okay. Yeah.
The way that I'm looking at it.
Now, if we took like Toby then, when he was still the Spider-Man, I could see Miles in that universe.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, I think he would do good. I think he would do good when Toby was younger, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think as of right now, I think Tom Holland would be best because he's got the Spider-Man and he's a good Peter Parker and he's a good Spider-Man. And I really like the way he acts. Yeah. I think he does an amazing job. I was so happy with him in Civil War.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing the initial picture of him, and I was like, why did they cast a ginger as Peter Parker? No offense to gingers, but I'm pretty sure he has brown hair. But when he was in there, it was awesome. And I loved him as Spider-Man. He was so good.
Tom is a fantastic Spider-Man. I think he's awesome.
So good.
It's great casting, I think. So my number
one. We already know. Yeah. I know what your number one is.
Well, don't say it. Let me say my own number one.
Okay.
But I'm going to give the why first, and then I'll say who it is. When I was very young, I used to spend a lot of time at my grandparents' house. Mainly if I was sick or whatever, that's where I would stay, because we used to live right up the street from my grandparents. So if I had to stay home from school, if I was sick, my grandmother would put on a certain superhero movie from the year 1978. That is what, like, I saw this guy. And I'm like, man, he is the coolest. His influence on other people with the abilities that he has, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
So then when I was learning how to read, comic books was a huge part of that, of my learning how to just read. So I would get those. And then the older I got, you know, more and more, and I actually have a copy of The Death of Superman that is signed by the author and the illustrator. It came with a certificate of authenticity, the black band with the red S on it, and a poster. And I have it in a hard case still. I got it when it was released as my 9th birthday gift from my parents.
Damn.
Yeah. Still have it sitting right over here in a box.
What's your address again?
You can. I will send you a. I'll send you a picture of it. But yeah, it's untouched. I haven't even opened the pages. I got another copy of it just so I could read it.
That's so cool. I love that.
It's mint, and it is when I die, it's going in the casket with me.
I was not that wise when I was a child. All of my comics I bought, they've been read multiple times, and I'm just like, here we go.
I have quite a collection, but no, my number one is Superman, and I have Christopher Reeve to thank for that.
That's awesome.
He made me believe a man could fly. I have she got me an autograph of I have Margot Kidder's autograph,
and it's a fuck up.
Yeah,
it's a fuck up.
I prefer it this way because it says to Mike, "You were my first love." Yeah, so
it was supposed to say
Lois Lane is shouting me out as her first love, which is even better.
You win.
Yeah, I won.
So this is what it's like to be on top, huh?
Yeah, that means I'm Superman. That means I am the Man of Steel. The last son of Krypton is me.
It was supposed to say to Mike, your first love.
I'm glad it doesn't. I like that better. I am Margot. I am Lois Lane's first love. That rules.
And I had to work 3 doubles in a row for that.
Yep.
That's love, man.
Mm. Love that. And yeah, it's in our living room hanging up on the wall with all of our other autographs.
I have never been one for catching a whole lot of autographs on stuff. Like, I mean, I haven't been to a whole lot of cons either, but that's mostly because I've been chasing babies. But yeah, they're almost out of the house. I'm going all the cons.
Hit them all up.
This is my time.
Yes.
Damn, my time.
Time to shine.
I'm going to stand in line for 3 hours. And hey,
we did it last October for an autograph from David Arquette.
Oh, yeah. How long was it?
About two hours.
No.
Was it? It was long.
No, it was
4 hours. And we got it, and it's on a plastic kitchen knife with Ghostface on it. Mm-hmm. And it's right.
Well,
there,
he signed Gunner's scream mask, and he signed the knife.
Yeah. Yeah. Our kids got a signed Ghostface mask with David Arquette's signature on it. And we got we bought the knife at Spirit Halloween. We're like, oh, when we go to Scarefest, we have to get David Arquette to sign this. That's the only reason we bought it.
That's awesome, though. Memorabilia.
And on this other wall, we have an autograph from Jack Nicholson.
Jeez, man, your house is full of all the fame.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we have fandoms all over the place here.
Outside of the celebrities, this house is pretty much a Comic-Con. We got a Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman cardboard cutout.
Because my brother doesn't want it.
I stole it from her brother.
Yeah.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
Yeah. I think it's from the movie theater.
Yeah.
That's just extra. That's just extra special because both of y'all are into it. So it's really easy. Fill the house with stuff you both enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
It's more. That's awesome. All my nerd shit is on me.
It's in here and it's in your mind, it's in your heart. Yeah.
That's why I wore my DC shirt.
I got my stickers all over my car. That's where
I never said my number two.
Yeah,
you I thought we skipped it, but I wasn't sure.
Did you? Okay, well, what's your number two?
Batman.
Oh, I figured. Yep. Batman, Superman.
Yep.
Tag team. Royal Rumble.
Oops.
That's okay.
Missiles. Yeah. I don't know. Blowing them up.
Michael Keaton. Ben Affleck. My Batman.
Robert you Pattinson like Ben Affleck awesome. As Batman?
Huh?
Did you like Ben Affleck as Batman?
Well, Ben Affleck is my Batman.
It, okay.
And then the Flash, when I got both of my Batman in the same movie together, dude, that was the best. Even though...
You should have seen. He was like, let's go!
Oh, it rolled. And a very horrible CG Christopher Reeve.
Yes, that was pretty... I do remember seeing that.
And well, we got to see him and Helen Slater standing next to each other, which was cool. Her Supergirl.
I do remember seeing that one too. George. I'm not super into the DC stuff. I don't get sucked into that stuff as much as I do the Marvel stuff.
They made everything that is live action DC canon. George Reeves Superman was in it. Adam West was in it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Adam West.
And spoiler, George Clooney returns as Bruce Wayne. Because Barry fucked up the timeline.
God damn it, Barry!
As one does. And it was Michael Keaton. He fucked the timeline so hard that George Clooney got to reprise his role as Bruce Wayne.
Surprise, Barry Allen is actually TR from Talladega Nights. I'm going to go fast.
if you're not first, you're last.
That's right. I'm going to go fast. I'm going to hop up on Mountain Dew.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for being on the episode, man. It's been awesome having you. And please feel free to come back anytime on the show. You're always welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. I'm sorry. My cohort is kind of a bitch and he wasn't here.
Fuck you, Jason.
Yeah, fuck you, Jay.
You're the cool one.
Stop.
Kevin's my new number one superhero.
Me and Kevin are now best friends.
Yeah, I have a new bestie, so thank you for that.
Yes! I need a new Twitter bestie, so I'm going to tweet you a lot and tag you in random retarded shit.
You have to make sure that you tag me, because Jay does handle most of the socials.
Well, then I will make sure that I post, this is just for Kevin.
Yeah, fuck you, Jay.
Who is it? Is it you that runs the Twitter, or is it him?
He does all the socials. I do all the editing. Okay. And the making of the musics and the artwork and all
behind
that
the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do the behind the scenes work, but then he sets up things like this, okay. And then I have to do all the talking.
Oh, god damn it.
Like we just got attached to a studio, Unfiltered Studios, and he set up this meeting, and then at the meeting he said nothing. I said all of it. And I was like, so who are these people again?
Text me behind the scenes. What am I talking about?
He's my other bestie. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, dude, like I said, dude, anytime you guys want to come on the show, dude, please just feel free to ask, man. The answer will always be yes.
You've made the tap room cut.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
There's always
on our podcast anytime. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
There's always an extra stool at the bar for you guys.
Well, at least him.
Yeah.
He can sit at the sticky booth. He could sit the sticky booth.
The corner
next to the empty bowl of bar peanuts.
Yep. You can't put him in the corner because that's where Aragorn sits.
He can sit in the halfway booth.
Okay.
As long as you don't put baby there.
Yeah, you never put baby in the
corner. No, you never, ever.
All right, well, before we go, Jason, please plug everything you got going on, man.
Let's see. You can find us at KJNA Podcast on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter. We got a Patreon, which is also a KJNA Podcast. We got the Linktree. We got all the things, basically, that you can find us. Same thing, KJNA Podcast.
Hell yeah, man. All right, well, that is going to do it for this exciting installment of the Grace Taproom Podcast. I'm Mike.
And as always, I am the Trash Can Tabby.
Now, let's head over to Patreon. Tab, take us out of here.
My pleasure. As always, thanks for listening to this episode. Don't forget to check out our link tree at linktr.ee/Grace Taproom Podcast 2. You will find many ways to support us. Buy us a coffee, because we will be hungover after this episode. You can subscribe to our Patreon. 3 tiers are available for you. Get your buzzed on for $3, get tipsy for $5, or fully loaded for $10.
Don't text and drive, don't drink and drive, and always drink responsibly.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Taproom closed.
Good night.
Bye.